going to school in the U.S. as an Indian child?
Ah, nightmare. I say that in, with a kind of a joke more than anything else, but it was very tough. It was very tough going to school, being the only one who had a tan. I say it that way because it's funny, but everyone's heard the phrase "kids can be cruel." There's more truth to that than those words describe. It was very different experience for me than any of my friends, either Indian friends, because I had just as many Indian friends as I did as Caucasian friends. I shouldn't say American friends because I'm American as the next person. Going to school every day, like I said, one on one with the tan, those kids would look at you differently because they didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. And I sincerely believe that racism is taught. It's not an inborn thing. It's definitely a taught hatred, and it's taught ignorance. I think really is a good word to describe it. It's taught ignorance. But I had to go through those types of abuse when I was younger. I was called brown boy, dirt boy. The spear chucker. I mean, all these types of negative terms. But the kids didn't know any better, and I forgive them for that because I don't blame them. I blame either the parents or society for teaching them those types of things, which I don't believe is their fault. But it's their fault now to see the wrong in their ways and now to correct it. So at first, my early childhood, I tried to deny being different. I tried to deny being brown or being Indian or being different than the rest of my Caucasian friends. Mm-hmm. You can imagine the kind of confusion that gives you at home. Mm-hmm. I had to go to school 8 hours a day. I was at home for 8 hours a day, and I was sleeping for 8 hours a day. 8 hours of those days, I'm a white American. I'm a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, that whole the WASP mm-hmm. thing. 8 hours a day, I'm Indian. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be a good little Indian boy and follow the Indian paths religiously and culturally and everything, and eat Indian food and that whole bit. And then 8 hours a day, I'm sleeping. So I was going through life as two different people until I learned to realize when I got older not to hate the fact that I was different, but embellish it and revel in it. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. To this day, I am so glad that I'm not white. I'm different than you. I say this is another joke. White people spend thousands of dollars a year to get my skin color. I have it, and I spend zero. So, I mean, it's great for me. But it's very tough to balance those two things and to come to grips with being different. I went through what I call the juggling act, trying to fulfill my mother's dreams and hopes to being that perfect little Indian boy, but then also assimilating with all my friends who were Caucasian born. They had the apple pie dinners and they had that whole church on Sunday mornings and the whole bit. And I never was exposed to that aspect of life. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't act like I was, then I wasn't part of the gang, and then I was isolated. And I didn't want that to happen.